over to your far left at Health and Wellness Radio, and I've been interviewing different exhibitors of the show regarding health and wellness products, but I thought I would just fill in the gap and interview an 11-year-old boy. His name is Morgan. He was cooking on the stage earlier with Chef Ned Bell, and it's always interesting to me to get a child's perspective on health and wellness and what they think it is and how they eat, as Morgan just polished off a package of candy. I saw that, just so you know. I want to. So you move, come in close to me. Slide your chair in. So if someone says to you, Morgan, what is health or healthy, what would you explain that it is?
I might describe healthy as, I think of it as an attribute of something. It's kind of,
You know what, that's actually, if you just say that word, it's perfect. It's an attribute of something for sure. So it describes something, but it can mean good or bad. So kids nowadays, I mean, listen, I love candy. I still eat candy. I hide candy and my kids find it all the time. It drives me crazy. What do you do to try to balance having your candy with something healthy? What are some of the healthy things that you as a kid would eat?
Personally, I'm more of a meat and potatoes person, but I do like some types of vegetables. I'm a rather picky eater for the most part, but I like tomatoes, cucumbers, green beans, that kind of thing.
If somebody says to you, Morgan, you're 11 years old, you should eat organic, do you know what that even means? Like, what would be your interpretation of eating organic?
Well, I understand what it means is essentially eating more organic food, stuff that's grown out of the ground. I understand what that is. It's honestly, I'm not the type of person, honestly, to put health in front of the taste of my food.
Well, I hear that you want to be a chef when you grow up, so obviously eating healthy is important. Do you think that you would be incorporating healthy foods into your plan as a chef?
Yes, I would need to, absolutely. I mean, honestly, this is really kind of a point where people in general have started to realize that they aren't eating healthy, and got a lot of new stuff coming up. There was just that show up on the stage about Kia, superfood.
Is that like a new idea for you, superfoods? Have you heard that before? I mean, have you heard of Kia before?
I kind of know as that type of thing as that stuff my grandma eats and I won't have anything to deal with.
But you're at a food show, and you've been trying all kinds of food, and you've been eating healthy. Do you think you would actually try, or would you think it would be more adventurous to try healthy foods now that you've been at this food show and you see that some of the stuff's not so bad?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I understand that eating healthy is important, and I definitely try to, and my mom tries really hard, definitely, to try to get me to eat healthy, and,
So you would consider it then?
I consider it. I definitely consider it, yeah.
Now, you said you're a picky eater, and in my house, I don't allow picky eaters. I make everybody try everything once. You can spit it out in a napkin if you don't like it afterwards. What would be, like, the craziest food that you've ever eaten?
That's honestly a tough question. I'm trying to remember.
Okay, well, let's try this one. Tell me, give me an example of what your lunch looks like on a daily basis.
My lunch might look like maybe some an apple, some sliced up tomato, some Greek yogurt. Mom likes to pack that for me. I always eat that. I love it personally. Maybe some chocolate milk for a treat. And
When
I do have a sandwich, I usually do a tomato with avocado and salt and pepper, which I actually really like that, honestly.
Do you know what? You eat healthy, and you don't even know it. Like, it's normal for you. Give me an example of what you would have for breakfast before you go to school.
Probably a Probably just a bowl of cereal. Yesterday, I remember I had a couple of pieces of back bacon. That was yummy.
Bacon rolls. Bacon rolls.
Yep. Absolutely. Anyways, I usually don't have the most complicated breakfast. Usually just, like, pancakes is probably the most complicated thing I would have for breakfast.
Well, good luck on your career in becoming a chef, and hopefully you just keep some health and nutrition as part of your program when you're cooking. Morgan, for 11 years old, you're extremely articulate, and I thank you very much for being on Health and Wellness TV and radio.
Thank you so much. It was great.